This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Sherry, who's the big sister to a brother who has had essentially a drug addiction for 50 years, that he was hurt in a basically an exploding bottle. He has a neck problem. And you mentioned that he lived with your mom up until about, what'd you say, about 10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, and then he lived by himself for 7 years, and then went to live with your sister for the last three. So
yes.
So he's on disability. Did your mom leave him some money?
Yeah, she did, and so then that really screwed things up because he wasn't eligible for SSI or anything like that anymore. So my sister has now gotten him with the state that she's in medical coverage down there.
And good. Okay. Does he have
living his life for him all his life?
She has.
My brother has.
You said who has been living his life for him?
Everybody that's around him lives his life for him. All his friends.
Well, he's really good at getting people to kind of rally around.
Yes.
And whether there's some real pain there or not, in some ways doesn't make any difference anymore, because this is the lifestyle he's learned, is somebody will the girls will take care of me, whether it's my mom, my big sister, my little sister.
Yep.
It's been his reality. So at this money, does he have any money?
Yes, he does have some, and there's also, my mother left him two houses that can be sold. So
okay.
If it was up to me, I'd sell them and put them in a rehab center.
The good news is, and it is good news, that there is resource here. There is financial resource, because that gives more options. At this moment, you've kind of washed your hands of him. Where is your sister in all this? He's still living with her, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so where is she on this? You're thinking about telling her about the electronic pill thing, which
yes.
will work. I mean, he's got to figure out ways around that, probably. But nevertheless, I mean, it's not a bad idea. The question is, in the long run, addicts are really smart about breaking rules, or, I mean, saying he lost his prescription or whatever.
She said he'll probably figure out a way to stockpile and then go into La La Land again.
Well, I mean, all right, so is he at a pain clinic where your sister is at this moment or not?
Yes, he is. Yes, he that's how he gets the drugs, is that he is at a pain clinic, and then he also has a regular doctor who my sister used to go to the doctor's appointments, because he would tell the doctors when, you know, he'd have like 3 or 4 weeks where he'd be so good, he'd be up, he'd be cheerful, everything would be going good, and he'd go to the doctor and tell the doctor, oh, I've been in terrible pain, and then he would keep begging for a Percocet, which
yeah.
the doctor wouldn't
Look,
give him.
He's a drug addict, so we know how he's going to behave. I mean, he's a drug addict.
Right.
But has anybody ever sat with your brother, and I assume somebody has, and said, what do you want? I mean, you're 65 years old.
He wants to die.
Is he with, well, if he wanted to die, he'd probably be dead, to be quite honest, because he has access. Look, he has the ability to kill himself. I think he wants people to take care of him, and I think that you may be right that he's depressed. He doesn't certainly feel very good about himself or about life, but, I mean, he has so many ways of killing himself. Not only does he have pharmaceutical ways of killing himself, he could rock in front of a, you know, in front of a car. I mean, he could drown. I mean, if people won't really want to kill themselves, they can end up dead. So I don't think, and I'm not suggesting that you say, oh, no, you don't, because we really don't want to cajole somebody into suicide. But
right.
realistically, I'm not sure that that is what he wants. Is he seeing a therapist? Does the pain clinic involve any therapy?
No. He won't go. And he has antidepressants, and he won't take them.
So the question to me is what?
He wants to just be miserable. Well, no,
I think he wants people to take care of him. Nobody really wants to be miserable. He just wants to, he doesn't want to feel any pain. He may not want to feel emotions in general, and he doesn't want to be alone. So, but, you know, it's unclear to me that, because, again, he's 65 years old, and he's been dealing with this issue for the better part of 50 years. So if he really wanted to be dead, he'd be dead. So I, and again, I'm not suggesting that you goad him into suicide, but I think realistically that he doesn't want to be dead, because if he did, he would be.
Right.
And he's got so many abilities to do it. I think what he likes is the sense of when he was with your sister and he was feeling good and he was functioning. He just doesn't know how to make that work in the long run. And in some ways, that's when not only your brother, but everybody is most vulnerable, is when, you know, I give people the example of the, that what's happened after the Civil Rights Act was passed, the French Revolution happened after the unrest happens. It's when things get better, but you don't understand how long it's going to go or how long it's going to take or whether you can hang on to it. That's when things are really unstable, when things are their worst. They're stable. I mean, at the bottom is stable. It's when you begin to hope that things get unstable, and that's when he's going to be the most vulnerable. I think it's not coincidental.
So when he starts feeling better, like somebody's going to give him his, because he said he'd like to, you know, I want to just let me go back home and live on my own again. You've taken everything away from me, and.
Well, so what if we did that? What if he said, okay, let's figure out how to do that?
That's for my, well, rather than send him home, send him, you know, somewhere close so my sister could check on him.
Well, but that isn't what he wants. I mean, look, he's manipulative as the very Dickens and has been for a long time. I mean, he manipulates you, your sister, your mom, and probably people at the clinic as well, because addicts tend to be manipulative. They want to get what they want, and so the way that they have to be able to do that is to manipulate people, whether it's his doctors, I feel such pain, or you, where, I mean, you know, or your sister, or whatever. I mean, he's manipulative, so we're not going to change his personality. He's also a drug addict, which means that his goal is going to be the drug versus anything else. But at some point, I think you have to say to him, instead of here's what we're going to do for you, is what do you want? And he's going to say, because he spent the last 50 years saying, I don't know. So he's not going to stand up to that very well. But you guys can be fairly sort of clear about saying, you know, rather than us telling you what you should do, you need to tell us how we can help you. Trevor, you got a call. And I think nothing will work until you do that. So
okay.
What I would do is, rather than the plan of, all right, here, we're going to get you this electronic thing, which is not a bad thing, or we're going to sell the houses, not a bad thing, or we're going to get you in rehab, not a bad thing, or we're going to move you close to your sister, not a bad thing, of what do you want? You tell us how to help you. And that's a whole different kind of scenario than you guys have ever done with him before, and that he's ever done. What he's had is 50 years of people taking care of him. And there's a part of him that is, first of all, fearful that everybody's going to get fed up and stop taking care of him. And second, that it's humiliating to feel that he can't function unless someone's taking care of him. And even with that, he's not very happy. So at this moment, I don't think you have anything to lose, and I don't think anything's going to work until he tells you what he wants. And be careful, because he's manipulative, and he's had a lot of practice at this, that he's going to say, I don't know, I just don't want to live. You know, I understand you guys washing your hands. I mean, he's going to pull out all the stops, because he's good at it. He's had a lot of practice. So what you guys, you and your sister, and you're going to have to be united on this.
Oh, we will.
To say, you tell us what you want and how you want us to help you achieve that. And you're going to keep going back to that mantra. You tell us what you want and what we can do to help you achieve that. And you're going to have to say it over and over and over again.
Okay.
All right, give it a try. I'm here if you need me.
I'll be back.
All right, absolutely.
Thanks.
All right, Marie, you're welcome. Marie, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Maria, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
So my question is, how do I deal with my husband's brother? They just moved here about a year ago.
Okay.
And I'm Latina, and I married my husband from a different culture. We've been married 19 years. We're both professionals. I'm a social worker.
Okay.
But his brother and his wife, they did like, they stole ID credit card from his brother, the other brother. So they just pretend like nothing's going on, that they've done nothing wrong. And I have a hard time getting together with them because they're dishonest. And, you know.
Yeah. All right.
You can't do this kind of thing.
I hear. Listen, honey, if it's any comfort, it's not only your family. Lots of families have a black sheep. All right. So how old is your brother? How old is your husband and how old is his brother?
My husband is 47.
Okay.
I'm 47. And the brother is 55.
Okay, so he's a big brother.
He's the oldest brother.
Okay, who's the one he stole from?
From the middle brother.
Okay.
So there's three brothers.
Did the middle brother prosecute him?
Yeah, he wanted to, but then he didn't. And so it's very hard during holidays. They don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time dealing with these kind of people.
Honey, I got
because
it.
I
hear. Has your brother-in-law ever done anything kind of shady to you or your husband?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. I get the problem. And this is, you know, I was talking earlier in the program, if you recall, about the whole issue about weddings and who's invited and who's not invited, because what happens is you put the person who's invited in the middle between the invitee and the person who was invited. And I hear that you are feeling like you're caught in the middle between the brother that Mr. Sticky Finger stole from and him. But I think you're going to have to do stupid and cheerful in this because, and I hear that it's not easy.
Okay.
I would certainly hide the silverware. But the problem is that the brother whose ID was stolen he's put everybody in a difficult position. I mean, so did Sticky Fingers. But because he's saying, I'm going to pretend this didn't happen, so if you say something about it, then you're going to start a war. It's going to put your husband in the middle. And I think, well, your job here is just to be stupid and cheerful. And if you need to, what you can assume, because you're a social worker, kiddo, that you've seen people before who made stupid mistakes in their life. And they either got caught or they didn't get caught. But they're really, people can reform. And I don't know, it sounds to me that you don't think that this brother is capable of it. But from your point of view, what I would assume that this is nincompoop brother, Sticky Fingers, was one of your clients. Now, don't misunderstand me. He's not asking for your advice, and I wouldn't offer it. But you have clients that you really believe in that think that they can turn their lives around. What I would do, I wouldn't offer the advice unless he asks for it, but I would make the assumption, pretend that Sticky Fingers is one of your clients, he made a stupid mistake, and he regrets it, and he's going to turn his life around and treat him accordingly, which means hide your silver, but you're cheerful and stupid around him, because otherwise you're going to start a war that you can't win, okay?
So when the wife says, you never call, you never answer my phone calls, because honestly, I don't have interest in them.
Look, why don't we go to a movie together? Or, you know, if there's something going on in your neighborhood, that you can be stupid and cheerful and treat them as you would kind of a nutty third cousin. When she says you never call, say, well, you know, call me up and we can do a barbecue or let's go do a manicure pedicure together or whatever.
Okay. And so during holidays, just be cheerful.
Yeah, stupid and cheerful. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And view it as, look, because sometimes if they think that Maria, who's a social worker, is nice to us, then they may behave their best self. You may be, without even trying, giving them a second chance. And that's a pretty good gift to give somebody.
I guess I have a hard time, and the middle brother have also has mentioned to my husband is that they don't apologize.
Honey, but sweetie pie, they didn't do anything to you. That's between those two brothers. They're going to have to sort that out.
Okay.
Didn't happen to you.
Oh.
And so, and what you can say is, why don't you tell me when you need an apology? But it didn't happen to you. You don't want to get caught in the middle of this. And the only way, you get to be Switzerland. You get to be stupid and cheerful Switzerland.
Okay. All right. And, good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you could do it. Try it. And if it's, and again, keep an eye on your silver, but you're allowed to be stupid and cheerful here. Alrighty?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Maria. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was at a dinner party the other night, and one of the guests is very active in our local chapter of the NCAAP.
Okay.
And there was another, I guess, kind of younger, a little more ignorant guest that didn't even know who our friend was, number one, but made a very racist statement. And
can you repeat what they said, or is it too disgusting?
It's too disgusting.
Okay.
And we were both under, like, grabbed our legs under the table, like, squeezing them. We can't believe what we're hearing. And
but you didn't say anything?
No, because it wasn't my house. It wasn't my friend. And we were just appalled. We didn't know what to do.
Okay. I'm not sure what the question is. Let me tell you. I'm
well,
one of those
people. What are the rules? What are the rules for...
well, it's a good question.
Place?
See, I would have basically at that moment, and you can tell me if there's circumstances that would offset this. And Julie and Susie, hang on, don't worry. I'll give both of you as much time as you need. Don't worry. My stance on this is, and I've been in a similar situation, is that silence means acceptance. So I'm one of those people, and granted, I tilt at windmills. I'm willing to admit that. And because it wasn't my house and it wasn't my friend, I would not say, "Are you kidding me?" Even though that would be my temptation. It were my house. Well, it's my house. I'm still going to be the hostess. But I would probably smile sweetly and say, "You didn't really say that, did you?" Because it gives somebody an opportunity, first of all, to think about what they said, to maybe say I was only kidding or whatever. Because I think if you let those comments go without statement, that you're approving them. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a bit more. I've got Julie and Susie. I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Julie, who was at a dinner party at somebody else's house, and somebody made a racist remark, and Julie was appalled but silent, and she said, well, it wasn't my house, and it wasn't my friend, but what could I have done? And I said, well, I don't think you have to say, you know, I can't believe you just said that. But I think what you can do, and what I do is I put on my most innocent, and man, can I play innocent, and open up my eyes really wide and say, gee, I must have misunderstood you. What did you just say? And because what that does at that moment is it gives somebody a chance to recant. Because what you really want to do is have them think about what they're doing and take responsibility for it and hopefully not do it again. And if you get aggressive with them, especially as you point out, it's not very nice manners at somebody else's house. But if you just sort of, you know, open your eyes very wide and say, I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood you. Could you repeat that? Most people, first of all, will not. And if they do, Let's look at the two possibilities. That you say, gee, I can't believe you just said that. Could you repeat that? That she'd say, oh, no, never mind. At which point she knows not okay, which your point has been made. It's not the same as recanting it, but it's close. And as you point out, you don't have to be Mother Teresa to the world or judge and jury to the world. Or she repeats it. If she repeats it, you can say, and I've actually said this to people, you know what? I think of you as being so much smarter than that. I'm really surprised. And it works every time.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. Because she's very young, but yeah. She thinks that she's very worldly. And
she was doing it to shock. I guarantee you. She was feeling like everybody, she was younger and not as well educated, probably not as wealthy and not as anything as anybody. And so she was saying, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. If it happens again, I just didn't want to get into a...
No, I think you're right.
I would have taken the aggressive route.
Well, but you can do it again, that you can do it by... It's not exactly stupid and cheerful. What it is seemingly innocent. And I'm a great fan of seemingly innocent because seemingly innocent means, gee, could you explain that to me? And explaining it works really well because people believe. And my guess is that she was probably had something too much to drink, was feeling insecure, and was feeling nobody was paying any attention to her. So she just said, well, I know what I can do to... Because most people... In 2015, most people, especially the environment we're living in these days, know that it's not okay to be racist. It's not okay to be sexist. That it's not okay to smoke indoors. There are a lot of rules we have. It's not okay to make fun of somebody's weight or any disability. I mean, most people know, which means if they're doing it, they're doing it for a reason. And the reason is usually, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's like, you know, if you've ever been, you know, I'm on the train a lot. So, and 15-year-olds yelling at the top of their lungs, because what they're really saying is, pay attention. God forbid you don't pay. There was actually, it's really interesting, and believe it or not, it's vaguely germane to what we're talking about. Yesterday, the trains weren't running. Who knows? And so people kept switching back from the express to the local, the express to the local. And there was this one woman who was clearly, she had no teeth. And she was clearly, how can I say this? She would aspire to be poor. I mean, she was really, and she was making more noise than everybody else put together. And I remember thinking, she was eating on the train, and everybody knows you don't eat on the train. And not only she was eating, she was smacking her lips and making, she was clearly saying, pay attention to me. Nobody's paying any attention to me. And it just, you know, I instantly flashed, you know, on my mantra, which is all God's children would rather get attention for doing something positive, but nobody wants to be ignored. And she was just determined. And she was doing things that were determining to make people unhappy with her. But it was better than being ignored. And that I think that's what happened to your buddy there.
Okay, well, definitely not my buddy, but...
No, I was being heavily facetious.
Okay.
Right, but the next time, I think you can just say... I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood you. Could you repeat that? And if they repeat it, say, gee, I could have sworn you were smarter than that. I'm really surprised. Works every time.
I'm practicing my look right now. Thank you so much.
You look so innocent. It's so cute. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. You should see me. Someone actually said that I had baby eyes, that they had the most innocent eyes ever seen, which I'm not sure I know exactly what that means, but I'm perfectly willing to accept it. Susie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. So
sure.
I have three sons who are all above the age of 18, but not but young adults. And my general question, and I'll give you a general example and then a more specific thing that's made it more pressing, is when I want to give advice, so my general question is sort of where is the line of what I'm allowed to parent and not parent at this point?
Right.
And my general comments of what tends to happen is nobody really wants advice from me, but let anything bad happen, anybody be sick or be flunking a class or forget to pay a speeding ticket and have a warrant after their arrest, and I get these phone calls that are like, Mom, fix it. And so I'm sort of trying to figure out, like, if you don't want my advice, like, don't ask me to fix it, but there's a part of me that wants to fix it because I'm a mom. And the more...
Okay. All right, let me help you because you've laid out. I think I get it. How old are the boys actually? You said
so
they're all above 18, but
they're 19, 22, and 24.
Okay. All right, and presumably they get into different issues. And yeah, we could probably look at who gets into what issue. Having a warrant out for your arrest, I think, is significantly different than flunking a class, although it may be the same cherub who's done both.
Like, it was an easy thing. He just had to go pay the bill.
Yeah. All right, look, here's the deal. When it comes to parental advice, the basic rule is, when in doubt, don't. And I'll tell you why. It's not only because they won't listen, because they don't, but it's that they'll do the opposite, and that's the danger. So if you say to your son, look, if you just paid the ticket, it will go away, instead of saying, gee, Mom, you're right, because he knows that. And you never tell anybody something they already know, because all it will do is have him think, okay, so Mom wants me to pay the ticket, so you know, I'm not going to pay the ticket because Mom wants me to do it, besides she'll take care of it anyway. So instead of saying, pay the ticket, what you could say, because he's bringing this to you. I mean, the only reason you know about it is he's bringing it to your attention. So he knows. He not only knows the problem, he knows the solution. So instead of offering...
He wants me to do the solution.
Okay, I got it. Hang on. So he's bringing you the problem, he knows the solution. So instead of saying, do this, which is the wrong answer, what you could say is, gee, what are you going to do about that? At that moment, you're in a completely different ballpark, because you're not telling him what to do. First of all, he already knows what to do, and he's going to say either, I don't know, at which point you could say, well, sort it out, let me know when you come up with a solution. Do not come up with a solution, because the fact is, he knows what the solution is. And if he said, well, Mom, I thought you'd take care of it for him, he could say, well, that would be wrong. He's right, because all three of these kids are used to, Mom will take care of it.
And Mom's a fixer.
But Mom is doing something that has to do with her ego rather than your son's well-being.
Right. Because I know that.
Well, then you have to stop doing it. And what you can say, you can send out an email to all three of your kids saying, Mom the fixer has just retired. So here's the deal. I'm not going to fix any of your problems, but the next time I offer unsolicited advice, I will give you $50. Now, they're going to think that's pretty cool, because they're going to try like crazy to get you to do that. But you're going to get out of the habit of doing it. And the way to get out of the habit of doing it is just when they say, what do you think I should do? Just say, I don't know. What do you know, tell me what you think makes some sense.
Okay, can I tell you, though, the situation of where it's gotten much worse?
Of course.
Is because in my head, I do sort of fight it out and say, listen, the goal is for them to be adults and to figure things out themselves. And if I'm always doing it, they're not learning and whatever.
Exactly,
but
so.
The 22-year-old who's going to college across the country, because
okay,
you should always be as far away from your parents as you can.
Of course.
Yeah.
I remember that. I did that.
So, called me a month ago, exactly today, and
okay,
said, I had a session with a therapist whose anxiety, because he's graduating, has been high, and he's always been
okay,
an anxious kid.
Okay.
I had a session with a therapist, and she said I need to check myself into rehab.
Okay.
Which blew me away, because I...
What kind of rehab? What's he...
So he's in an outpatient rehab program.
I know, but for what?
For
alcohol?
Adderall.
Okay.
For Adderall.
Okay.
That a psychiatrist had prescribed him, but that he had become completely addicted to.
Okay.
And he was not functional. So
okay,
his thing to tell me that was, he threw it over the fence to say, okay, what do I do? Where do I find your rehab? And I didn't step in, because I was afraid that if I stepped in, that it would
be me
putting him into rehab versus him deciding he needed rehab.
Good perception. Good for you. Yeah, good.
So
okay,
I talked him through some of it, and he did, and he's in the rehab program, and he's doing well. But then I flew across the country to sort of mommy him, which I may or may not have been the right thing. But now I really second-guess. I mean, we're talking a lot, but I second-guess everything because he's across the country.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Make up a list of, when you say you're second-guessing everything, let's look specifically at some of the things you're second-guessing, and let's first-guess them, all right?
Okay.
Or let's not guess them. Put you on hold. Be back to you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking with Susie, who's got three sons, 19, 22, and 24, and she's saying, all right, how do you parent them? And I'm saying, you got to step back, Sugar Plum. You got to let them, instead of saying do this, which they won't do. And if they do it, then they still, it wasn't their idea. So if it goes wrong, you're going to get blamed. If it's right, they still feel like they didn't learn anything. So it's good parenting is saying, I don't know, what do you want to do here? Tell me what I could do to help. And then it doesn't mean you have to do it. We're specifically talking about a son who's in rehab, and you flew out to see him, and you said, all right, so what are the issues you want me to look at with him?
So I flew out to see him, and the truth is he was really much less functional than I had realized. And I think that's a big part of it, that I'm halfway across the country. I hadn't seen him for 5 months beforehand.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that he was struggling. And so,
Well, but wait a minute. Let me just stop you for 1 second before you, because I can hear the mommy concerns. But understand, you didn't know he was struggling, but he did. And not only did he know he was struggling, he got himself some help. And that's what you have to remind yourself, that your knowledge of it, your knowledge of where your kids are going to be emotionally, financially, intellectually, emotionally, sexually, is going to diminish in the coming years. Because just as your mom probably had no idea what was going on in your life for long periods of time, even if you're close to your mom, because that's how we find our own independence. That's how we find our own way in the world. The point about your son, which you need to be incredibly comforted by, is he knew he was in trouble. And not only did he know he was in trouble, he got himself some help. And
yeah,
that's what you have to remind yourself.
I do try to remind myself of that, because the truth is, you know, he did. He was the one who did sound the alarm. So, but
No. He did much more than sound the alarm. He understood where he was. He didn't sound the alarm till he got himself some help.
Well, no. Yes and no. I mean,
he got himself. He went to see
himself.
A therapist. Pardon?
Right. He did. No, but he did call me to say, "Okay, find me a rehab." And
well,
as
but
I
you.
Said, I
but
all right,
at that moment, you could have said, "No, how am I going to find you a rehab? Let's talk about, you know, where you would direct me."
I did say, "Okay, call the insurance company. Here's the phone number." And I did step back, and he did a great job. But the truth is that you know, we are much more enmeshed right now, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And
I think that's a good look.
Okay.
My dear, you don't even have to sort this out. One of the things you can say to your son is, you know what? You tell me what's healthy for you. Because I'm willing to be your backup right now. But I don't want this to be a situation where you feel like you can't take care of yourself and I should take care of you. Because if that's the situation, we need to be very straightforward about it. And we need to talk about where the parameters are. Because I don't want me to feel better at your expense. Because the bottom line, Sugar Plum, is it has to be his determination, not yours. Because he's the one who knows where he really is. And you don't want to, I hear your concern. You don't want to err on either side.
Totally.
I got it. So the point is, if you don't have all the data, so you know that you can't trust your conclusions, then you don't just close your eyes and pick, you get more data. The data is him. So, because I get it, you feel like, geez Louise, if he gets in real trouble and he doesn't know how to help himself and I'm focused on his independence, have I screwed him? On the other hand, if I'm taking care of him and he needs to be taking care of himself, am I stunting him? Those are nice alternatives. I get it. Those are not good alternatives. So the point is, you don't have enough information. Where do you get the information? Dun, 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 from your son. And you could present it to him exactly the way I presented it to you. Of, look, I'm your mom. My tendency is to want to put you in bed, bring the covers up to your chin, and bring you chicken soup. We need to figure out if that is any good for you or any good for me. So you need to think about for a moment what you need from me at this moment, what you want from me at this moment, and then two of us will talk about it. But you're in charge. I am your consultant. I can't decide because I don't have the information, and I don't want to make a mistake in either side. And if you're at the point in your life where you cannot decide, then we need to know that, because if he can't decide, he doesn't need a mom, he needs a therapist.
Right. Well, he definitely does need that, too.
All right.
I mean, to me, I just have to say one last thing is, this is a kid who was really into his appearance and a student and whatever, and I got to California, and not only was he skin and bones because he had stopped eating, but he was dirty. I mean, he hadn't showered, he hadn't laundered. It was shocking, beyond shocking. So I have that picture in my head.
Well,
when
but
I try to step
Susie,
back and say, doesn't...
Susie, I got to say it one more time because I had the feeling you're not listening. You don't have enough information to make an informed, intelligent, rational decision because you don't know where he is. And it may be that this is what he had to do to get himself off drugs. It may be that he's been living a facade for a long time, and he had to let go of the facade. You can't determine that. I mean, you may have really good instincts, and you may feel really close to him, and you may feel very intuitive. Doesn't make any difference.
Right.
This is his life, and he has to be in charge of it, and he has to direct you. You cannot direct him.
Okay.
And you can explain it to him. So you can say, and it's perfectly okay to say, I feel like, you know, no matter what I do, it's going to be wrong. Tell me what I can do to help. And he may say,
controlling and uncaring at the same time in one conversation. And it's like, boy, I've messed up on both sides.
Well, but Susie, my darling, this isn't about you.
Right.
This is about him. And from his point of view, he's frightened and he's hurt and he's angry. And you got three kids. Is he the middle kid?
He is.
Ah, what a surprise. All right. So, look, I'm not, if this is, and I hear that this is a big icky thing for you. You finding yourself a therapist, not a bad idea. Your therapist, hopefully, will tell you exactly what I'm telling you, which is this isn't about you, Susie. Of course he's telling you that you're uncaring and thinking because he's thinking you're not doing what I want you to do. And this is, and then you make me feel sorry for you. I don't want to feel sorry for you. I want to feel sorry for myself. On the one hand, I want you to take care of me and tell me what a good little boy I am. And the other, you do it and I'll go for your jugular. So there's nothing you can do that's right now. So there's nothing you can do that's right. Don't do anything.
Right. Okay.
It's up to him. This is his journey. This is his burden. It doesn't mean that you say, look, I'm washing my hands of you. It doesn't mean that you can't say, look, I would really feel comforted if you could call me and just tell me you're okay. Or if you feel that he cannot function, then you get him some help. But the help is not mommy giving him chicken soup. The help is rehab or a therapist or whatever.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm here if you need me.
Thanks, bye.
All right, you can get the podcast in a couple minutes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.